we are going to spend 6 hours to study the book of Colossians. Now let's look into the teaching material. And I want to give you the highlight of the book of Colossians. Colossians is one of the five epistles written in prison. Let me ask. Next one. Think about the answer. How many books written by Paul in the New Testament? And look into the name. Derek. 13. Are you sure? You're guessing. Next one. Esther. How many books written by Paul in the book of New Testament? Oh, okay, next one. Daniel. 11. Okay, next one. Ruth. 13. The last one. Elijah. 12. Okay. 11, 12, 13. Okay. 13. If the book of Hebrew is not included, the author of the book of Hebrew is not clear. But somebody say probably Paul. If you include the Hebrew, then it's 14. For those who are very sure, it's 13 books. And out of the 13 books, 5 epistles was written in prison. Can you imagine? In prison, he can write 5 books. Especially the book of Philippians. You know one very special term of the book of Philippians is what? Come very many times, the book of Philippians. Suffering? No. Next one. One of the main themes in book of Philippians. Next one. Joy, yes. Joy, do you know? Do we have fun in prison? No fun, right? No fun. How come he can be so joyful? All right. When he receive a very joyful letter, that may be coming from what? You are having vacation in Hawaii. Right? But in prison, he was so joyful. That represent God abide in him, and he abide in God. He had very abundant spiritual life. And that joy come from the abundance of God. And Colossians, Philemon, and 2 Timothy. Among so many books, 2 Timothy, it was the last book written by Paul. How do you know? How do you know? 2 Timothy. Because he said, right, won my battle, run my race. Now it's a crown of righteousness. So, 5 books, epistles in prison. And then, the book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians. Supplement to each other. The church is the body of Christ, and Jesus is the head of the body, the church. So Ephesians focus on the body, And Colossians focus on the head, Jesus Christ. It's a common question, huh? According to the book of Ephesians, what is church? Church is the what? The body of Christ. Huh? And the first two chapters, so the book of Colossians, totally there are four chapters. The first two chapters emphasize on doctrine, theological discussion, doctrine. And the second two chapters emphasize on practical life, life application. When you come to the church, you listen to the sermon. You like to listen the discussion of theory, or you like to listen more life application. Which one you like? Do you understand my question? When you come to the church, right? You listen to the sermon. You like to listen a lot of topic regarding to life application, or you like to listen a lot of topic related to discussion of theology. Which one do you like? Next one. Latin in. Which one do you like? Life application. Next one. Latin Huang. Okay. The same thing. Follow him. Yeah, you are one mind, one accord. Next one. Joseph. The same. Life application. I think if I keep on asking, everybody will be the same. Life application. Right? But our faith should be biblical. Our faith should be biblical, right? Look into the book of Romans. Right? Theological discussion. How many chapters? The book of Romans. And how many chapters are life application? Next one. Sarah? The book of Romans. Romans total is 16 chapters. How many chapters are theological discussion? How many chapters are life application? You're not sure. Next one. Brian Chin. You don't know. Out of 16 chapters, from chapter 1 to 11, it's talk about justification by faith. How Jesus loves us through justification by faith. And from chapter 12 to chapter 16, totally 5 chapters, talk about life application. And the life application is based on our understanding of the theology in depth. So your commitment coming from your belief. So without understanding the faith in depth, our commitment probably very shallow. Now, if you read, for example, you turn to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. Totally, how many chapters? 6 chapters. Okay, out of the 6 chapters, how many chapters are theological discussion? It's about 3 chapters. The later part of 3 chapters talk about life application. So, if we read the book of Colossians, the same. So from the way the Bible has been composed, we can almost come to a conclusion. Theological discussion is as important as life application. And both are related, correlated. So if you listen a lot of life application, and based on what foundation you have this kind of life application, based on your conviction to the theology, the doctrine you believe. So you have to understand it. So a lot of good Christians, they know how to apply the teaching of the Bible in their life. So a lot of good Christians. But those Christians who really can be saved must be the Christian who understand the true doctrine, which is theology. If we only emphasize the life application, we don't understand Jesus Christ in depth, God in depth, the true church in depth. Sooner or later, our faith may be what? Be influenced and changed. Oh, of course, if you listen a lot of theology and you don't have learning any life application, that means we know this is the true church. We know this is the truth of salvation. But our faith cannot, our life cannot be transformed simply because you believe on 10 article of faith. Right? Yeah. So both are the equally important and both are correlated. So that is the reason the first two chapters emphasize the doctrine and the second two chapters emphasize a practical life. Now, what was the reason Paul tried to write the book of Colossians? Right? There are Ephesians, there are Philippians, and there is Colossians. How come Paul has to write so many different kind of letters? Because of different focus. Now, in the time of Paul's last stage of his life, the heresy already spread around in the church. Not outside the church, inside the church, the heresy already spread around. And the heresy is like what? Like yeast. This morning we mentioned about yeast. Heresy is just like a yeast. If the church allows the people to openly preach the heresy, and the church is going to what be ruined by the confusion of the heresies. So that was the reason Paul had to write the letter of Colossians to correct their attitude and to root their faith in the sound doctrine and to defend against the heresies. So that's the main reason of the Colossians about heresies. And if you read chapter 2, I think you probably already read it, right? Chapter 2 mentioned about many different heresies. So tomorrow, this time, evening time, when we go into chapter 2, my question is, from your observation, chapter 2 has how many different heresies? So-called heresies is the teaching different from the sound doctrine. That is called heresies. Of course, in the time of Paul, because theological thinking and philosophical thinking are changing from time to time. So in the time of Paul, there were some heresy in that time. But today, we, in this generation, we have different kind of heresy to defend against. So that is the purpose we learn from the book of Colossians, to root it ourselves in Jesus Christ, to fend off the heresy. Now, we look into chapter 1, verse 3 to 14. Verse 3 to 14 talk about Paul's thanksgiving and intercession. Now, think about every day, are you very thankful to God? For what? Next. Nathan. Are you thankful to God? 佛法。Yes. Yes, every day. What are you thankful? Oh, oh, okay. Okay. Etc. Oh. Next one. What is etc. mean? No. What are you thankful? What are you thankful to God? Everything he said. Oh, nothing more than that. Oh. Oh, okay, next one. Can you prioritize? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. A lot of times, we are very thankful to God because we are healthy, right? And you have a house to live. Well, you are very thankful, right? If you have the opportunity to visit the house in Dominica, the house in Dominica, on the ocean side, this is only some kind of zinc roof, cover one piece of wall, that's all, that become their house. Oh. And you go to Africa, they use straw to cover the roof. So outside is heavy rain, inside is what? Small rain. Oh. I'm very thankful. Your most of your house are comfortable. Some of your house like a 5-star hotel, right? Thankful. But what we have to be thankful the most is not something you can see. It's something spiritual. Because something you can see cannot last forever. But something you cannot see has more value. Oh. You know that a lot of times we listen to the testimony section, right? Of course, most of the members receive the grace of God, but most of the testimony talking about the blessing in the world, the blessing in material sense, physical sense. Of course, that is a blessing of God. But what we'll be very thankful more is something spiritual. And that exactly what Paul was very thankful to God about the faith of Colossians. Now we look into what he was thankful about. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 3. We give thanks to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Verse 4. Since we heard your faith in Jesus Christ and of your love for all saints. And verse 5. Because the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Look, thankful for faith, love and hope. Right? That Paul was thankful on behalf of the member in Colossians. Faith, love and hope. So, the difference in life between a believer and a non-believer. If you use the physical eye, you look no difference. You have to walk, they have to work. Sometimes you will be day off, they will be day off too. Sometimes you're sick, they're sick too. Right? No difference. But when you look into from the spiritual perspective, there's a lot of difference. Our life is a life of faith. Our life is a life of love. Our life is a life of hope. For the non-believer, their life has no faith. So they only live in one world, the world you can see. But we live in two worlds. Not only we live in this material world, we live in spiritual world because of our faith. Faith is to believe something which you cannot see, and that is spiritual realm. So that is the difference. Our life is a life of love, right? And for the non-believer, they have love too, but the love is different. We are living in the love of Jesus Christ. We are living in the love of brothers and sisters. For non-believer, when they live, they are not living under the love of Jesus Christ. Of course, Jesus loves everybody, but in the point of view of salvation, they are not inside the love of Jesus Christ. Right. Now, in terms of hope, if you drive a car, you go through a tunnel. After you drive about 10 minutes inside the tunnel, right? What are you hoping for? Do you have the experience? You drive a car into the tunnel, you want to do what? Go through a mountain or go through, if for example, from New Jersey, this side, going to Manhattan, you go through Lincoln Tunnel, and another one is what? Holden Tunnel, something. When you go into the tunnel after a few minutes, what are you hoping for? Huh? The end. How do you know the end is coming? Yeah, because you see a small dot of light, and that is your hope. After you try about 1 hour, still darkness. What are you going to do? Continue to try. 2 hours, still darkness. What are you going to do? You want to turn back, right? But no way. It's only one-way street. Then what are you going to do? Turn on the headlight. But headlight is not the light from the other side. Yeah, okay. So when you go into the total darkness, a light gives you hope, right? A life is just like a tunnel. You keep on looking ahead and ahead and ahead, right? Every stage you have your plan, you have your destination, you have your goal. But from the beginning of your life until you retire, after your retirement, you look in front of you. Where that small dot of light? Huh? After your retirement, not your retirement, too far, right? After your grandfather's retirement, when he looked in front of him, what did he see? That's the reason how the young people always talk about tomorrow, right? The older people always talk about yesterday. Why? Because they have no future. That's the difference. I'll make it clear. That's the difference. Oh. So one day, if you always talk about what is in past, you are already old. All right? The reason you are young, because you have a future, you have a hope. Oh. So, life, our hope, the reason we are different, because the people in the world, they don't have an eternity to pursue. No, once they die, finished. That is the reason they enjoy the life now, because tomorrow, if you die, everything finished, right? Oh, so you have to enjoy it. Even use a credit card, because if tomorrow you die, you don't have to pay. Alright? So our life is different. If I'm dying right now, what? I'm going to the kingdom of God. There was a brother in, I think it's New Jersey. He had a terminal sickness. One day I visited him. He was gravely ill. I asked him, what are you hoping for? He said, every day I have to look in the window. Well, what are you looking for in the window? I'm looking that the angel come and take me to heaven. Oh, so he did not worry about anything. He did not feel sad. He was looking, angel coming. Oh, right. But when you have no faith, oh, you encounter that kind of sickness, what are you looking for? You have nothing to look for, right? Oh. So our life is life of faith, hope, and love. The faith, the 目标, the focus of faith is what? Focus of your faith is what? Look, verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4. Faith in Jesus Christ. The focus of faith is Jesus Christ. How about love? The focus is love is what? What is the focus of love? Look, the answer is verse 4. What is the goal of your love? Huh? All the same. People. Oh, people in the church. And the goal of your hope is what? Huh? Heaven. Yes. And faith and hope and love will produce some kind of effect in your life. Now, what is the effect? You look into the next book, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look, because of faith, love, and hope, so our life will be so much different. Because of faith, so faith will produce work. What does faith produce? Work. The greatest chapter in the whole Bible talk about faith. Next one. The greatest chapter in the whole Bible talk about faith. Sin? Huh? Huh? The greatest chapter of faith. Hebrew 11. Yes. Oh. The greatest chapter talk about love. Next one. Esther. First Corinthians. 50% correct. First Corinthians 13. Yes. The greatest chapter talk about hope. Next one. Sister, you. Greatest chapter about hope. The same book, 1 Corinthians. Which chapter? Huh? Hope. 1 Corinthians, which chapter talk about resurrection? Next one. Insert. Which chapter? 15. Yes. Resurrection. Oh. And then the work of faith. The work of faith. Right. In the 1 Corinthians in the Hebrew chapter 11 talk about so many older saints, they have faith. Because of faith, they have works. Can you give some example? Moses, because he has faith, right? In one night, he gave up three things. What are the three things? Moses gave up three things in one night, according to Hebrew chapter 11. You always hear the sermon talk about this. It may be already overkill already, right? 1 Corinthians 11, what the works of Moses? because of faith. From verse 24 to 26. Next one. Jeremy. Not Jeremy indeed, no. Jeremy Zhang. Next one. Stater, wealth. Moses gave us three things, right? The first is status, the grandson of Pharaoh. The second is richness. The third one is happiness in sin. Right? Today, everybody pursuing these three things, right? Why he gave up three things? Because he has faith about the future blessing, invisible richness. Because he had that kind of faith. Oh, so he gave up three things over the one night. You know, today if we have more youth have this kind of faith, you are going to see a lot of youth is want to dedicate themselves to serve God. Right? Look into the Mormon church. The young people, two by two, riding the bicycle under the sun, scorching sun, and preaching the gospel from door to door. They are not high paid, do you know? According to one of the articles about 1 year ago, the church only pay their minimum amount of allowance so they can barely survive in that country. Yeah. So no wonder the Mormon church, they can missionary system cultivate a lot of corporate leader. Oh. Because when they preach the gospel, you deny me 3 times, 100 times, 1 million times, I still preach to you. Oh. Keep on trying and don't feel shame. Don't feel discouraged, right? Because of faith. But very unfortunate, they lack what Paul praying about, spiritual wisdom. But they do have faith. So when you have faith, you have works. If you don't have works, that means you have no faith, right? So Paul was very thankful that the faith. One day I was in London Heathrow Airport on the way transit back to United States. I was so sleepy. I was sitting there and sleeping. And all of a sudden, everybody ran away. Only me in that terminal. What's going on? Because the broadcast announced there was a luggage being abandoned there and they suspect it was a bomb, so everybody ran away. Only me. Still sleeping there. Oh. Why they wanna run away? Because they believe. Right? Because they believe. If you don't believe, you will not run away, right? This is fake one. Why I run away? So the faith will produce works. Do you really believe? If you give up everything, you have invisible treasure in heaven. Do you believe? If you really believe, you are waiting to sacrifice your income and work for God. Right? But if you dare not to sacrifice, that means you don't believe the treasure in heaven because you don't have works. Not talk about so great sacrifice. Talk about only tithes. Now, some people keep on arguing, tithes is before tax or after tax? Or after you deduct mortgage? Next one. Anna, tithe is before tax, after tax, or after mortgage? You don't know yet. Okay, next one. The computer probably has virus. Hey, next one. Before everything. Okay, next one. Anthony. Huh? Before everything. You have to write down in the Bible, before everything. Oh. All depends. If you believe tithe is to repay the grace of God. If you believe, Malachi says, if you offer the tithe, the heaven is going to open and pour down the blessing of to you. If you really believe, of course, it's before tax, right? But if you don't believe that, simply because I had to offer tithe just like pay the tax, then probably the best way is after mortgage. You deduct mortgage, right? So faith produce works. So no wonder I look into some of the church, the financial status is really good, just like Garden Group, really good. But the money keep on coming. Why? Because they have faith. They contribute the tithe not because the church need it. They contribute the tithe because this is a way to show my gratitude to God. So faith. Oh. Okay. Now, love to the saints and Colossians. First Thessalonians, love talk about what? Labor. If you love other people, you will labor and toil for other people. Right? Sometimes I was quite touched by volunteer. You know, some of the brothers and sisters, they volunteer themselves and give the transportation to the elderly people or those who have terminal sickness. Sometimes their spouse has to support the life, so they have to work. And who give the right of the person to see the doctor? Volunteer. Give the right to the doctor, see the doctor, and give the right back to the home. Why they do it? Because they have love. Because of love, so they labor, they suffer. Right? So this is called the result of love. And how about the result of hope? Endurance, right? If you go into a very prominent college, from the day one, the professor already say, you will not graduate. What are you going to do? Very prominent school, but day one, they already say, you cannot graduate. What are you going to do? I believe you are going to transfer to other school, right? Yeah, because you already know the end. Oh, the end is no graduation. Why I study here? You study here because you know you are going to graduate. There's a hope. Because of this kind of hope, it will sustain you to suffer. So sometimes I look into the member who studied the medical school. Really, if you use the financial compensation as a way to measure whether I study medical school, then that is not the best way, only from the financial point of view. All right? You want to study medical school, probably you should be pretty much interested in medical field. You look into after the college, they have to study another 3-4 more years, and then internship and specialize, right? From the young age, reach to become a doctor who can practice your profession. It's been more than 10 years, right? And that 10 years, they suffer a lot. Why? Because they have hope. So hope will produce what? Endurance. So Paul was very thankful that the Colossians members, they have faith, they have love, and they have hope. And this is very important. Okay. So we have to be very thankful too. And because of this kind of foundation, very good foundation. So verse 6, Colossians chapter 1, verse 6. Which has come to you as it has also been all the world and is bringing forth the fruit. You see, their faith will produce a fruit. Fruit means really their life can be transformed. Fruit is something tangible. Fruit is something you can enjoy it. That's called fruit. Because of faith, love, and hope, so the life has been transformed to new kind of new lifestyle, new character, new way of life. And this new character, new lifestyle is tangible. And for those who live together with them, they can enjoy the benefit. Even they themselves can enjoy their own benefit too. Also bear the fruit. So today, if your life doesn't transformed, don't transform, right? People cannot enjoy the fruit we bear. And because either we lack faith, or we lack love, or we lack hope. So that Paul was very thankful about this. Now, only faith, hope, and love, is that enough to be a good Christian? Yes or no? I have strong faith. I love the brothers. I hope to go to heaven. Everything is I do have. Is that enough? Next one.
Catherine.
Is that enough? Not enough? Then what are they? You don't know. You only know not enough, but don't know what enough in what way. Next one. Huh? Not enough in what way? You also have to fear God. Do you know if you really believe, strong faith, believe there is God, and believe God is watching, then you are going to behave very obedient, right? Just like a parking lot has some kind of web cam, night vision. Always look at the parking lot. You dare not to do anything, right? Anything indecent there, because you believe. But a lot of times the web cam is what? Dumb one, is fake one. But because you feel it's real, right? So that only $10 dumb one can make you behave very well. Okay. So, faith, love, and hope is not enough. Then what do we have to pursue? Extra. That exactly the next section. Let's go. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, that ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, and in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So Paul was praying they can be filled with the wisdom of knowledge of God's will. That means what? Paul was praying in everything they can understand God's will. Oh, so besides faith, hope, and love, we need to have wisdom. Okay. Some example, huh? People have strong faith. One day I went to Africa, in South Africa. We performed a baptism in the riverside. Right after the baptism, some of the brothers say, "Oh, Preacher Liang, I have a bottle. Can you help me to fill up the water from the river?" I also bother. Why? Because this is holy water. What does that mean, holy water? Oh, because this just baptized the blood of Jesus Christ there. What are you going to do? You know, when my children catch a cold, I only pour a little small cup and pray and give the children to drink, and the sickness can be cured. They have faith too. But what he believed is not recorded in the Bible. What he believed was what? It's not in the Bible. Right? It's not in the Bible means it's not God's will. If it's God's will, everything is in the Bible. They have faith. Right? So only faith itself is not enough. Oh. Okay. How about love? I love a brother and sister. Only love is not enough. Do you know the first time we went to Africa, we loved them so much because their life is so poor. So before we leave, before we left, we give them everything. Our short trousers, everything, including the belt, right? Give them everything. But the next year we come back, everybody complain. How come you give that person that? You don't give me this. Oh. How come you give that person that? You don't give me this. Oh, right? Everybody complain. Nobody appreciate what I'm going to do. So later on, we learn, oh, you have love. That's fine. But your love should accompany with wisdom. Understand God's will. How to practice the love with in God's will. Oh, right? So love itself is not enough. You know, when you are young, right, your parents love you so much, right? Before you have meal and you cry to have a cup of Coke, you cry to eat ice cream, what did your parents do? What did your parents do? Next one. Huh? What did your parents do? Yeah. Oh, I thought he said, oh, sorry. What did your parents do? When you are young, right? Before the breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you cry for ice cream, cry for drinking Coca-Cola. What do your parents do? Give it to you. Oh. Usually, before you have the meal, your parents will not give you that. That's only dessert. Why? If you drink Coke, you eat the dessert, you already have no appetite to eat something more nutritious, right? Oh, so love should accompany with wisdom. No, right? Oh. How about hope? Oh, I hope I can go to heaven, right? But that hope still needs to have wisdom too. Oh. So Paul was praying, in everything, they can fully understand God's will. Oh. Everything, oh, fully understand God's will. From now on, you are in high school, right? What is the major decision you are going to make later on? College. Right? How are you going to decide which college are you going to go? Oh. Come from what? The ranking, right? Number one, number two, number three. There are some organized, very prominent organization, reliable organization. They have some kind of ranking, right? Number one, number three, right? Is that the right way? How are we going to decide? Or decide by income? Oh, this, after you come up, income is higher, then I put the priority. How are we going to decide? Beside your own personal interest, right? Beside what are you going to do in the future? One of the most important thing to guide your decision is, after 4 years of study, what will this affect your faith? That should be the major reason of your decision. We know some of the youth, we say, oh, you should not go there to study. Right? Why you should not go there to study? Because the scenery is beautiful, but when you look from spiritual point of view, a lot of Satan there. How can you study there? No, I can do it. I can do it. I'm going to there to revitalize the church. I'm going to evangelize there. After 2 years later, disappear from church. How come you disappear from church? Because you are so weak to cope with that kind of environment. So when you make a decision, which college you are going to study, not only because of income, not only because of the school is prominent. Major consideration is, what is God's will? How will that affect my faith? After college, then what is the major decision? After college? Job. Nobody dare say marriage. You are shy to say it, right? Either job or marriage, yeah, or start from job, right? Because you should be independent so you can get married. Job, most of people consider job because of what? First pay. The second is what? The opportunity of promotion. How fast can you climb the incorporate later, right? Beside that, what should be the major consideration? The major consideration is after I work in this kind of job for a period of time, what will they affect my faith? That should be the major decision. So you should be fully understand God's will. Oh. Then after job, then you are going to buy a house, right? How are you going to consider which house I'm going to buy? The first is good area, good view, and good price, and good weather. Good view, good house, good weather, good view. Where can you find the house? You don't know. Where can you find a house? I tell you one location very ideal is San Diego. Next time you consider move there. We have church there, right? But if your house is very far away from, because of this, right? I choose a house very far away from church and very far away from my work. I have to drive 2 hours to work and drive 2 hours back to my home. And I have to drive another 2 hours to church. Sooner or later, your faith will decline. Why? Because the energy is limited. You already spend 4 hours commuting. Friday is so tired. Saturday, can you in time for 10 o'clock morning prayer? Unless you are very strong, right? And when the age starts to increase, you lose that kind of momentum. So when you try to buy a house, beside all this consideration, either you close to your company or you close to the church, just walking distance, right? When I'm tired, I still can walk to the church, right? So you have to fully understand God's will, including where are you going to live? Buy a house. The next one is what? Who are you going to get married, right? It's the same thing. Not because the one beautiful is good. Look, when a woman delivers 2 babies, everybody looks the same. Yes, almost everybody looks the same. All right. When the man reaches 260, almost the hair falls out. Bald. Although everybody looks the same. Right? So one of the brothers say, he has some kind of software. You look, put in your picture there, they can show you. 40 years old, what are you going to look like? 50 years old, what are you going to look like? And they show this to the brother. Are you going to marry your sister? Are you sure? 60 years old, you will look like this? And the other brother said, not sure. And then if you are not sure, then you will pray extra hard. Extra hard for what? What is God's will? If it is God's will, the older you are, the more your spouse will love you. Because it is God's will. Fully understand God's will. So if you look into the member who depart from the church, you analyze carefully. Either because they chose the wrong school, they chose the wrong major, they chose the wrong job, they chose the wrong place to live, or they chose the wrong spouse. Yes. So fully understand God's will is so important. Besides, you have faith, you have love, you have hope. Then how can we fully understand God's will? Chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason, since we heard it, pray, ask you may be filled with the knowledge, which is with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So you need to have spiritual wisdom and understanding. So when we believe, doesn't mean you don't use your ration. Because of your religious belief, so you don't emphasize on reasoning. You don't understand on ration. No. What we are talking is spiritual wisdom. What we are talking is a spiritual understanding. So faith doesn't mean we anti-reason. We anti-ration. Faith emphasizes on spiritual ration and reasoning, and spiritual wisdom. Fully understand. And this spiritual discerning and understanding come from where? Come from Holy Spirit. So you keep on praying, and God will give the Holy Spirit and fill us with the spiritual wisdom. that you will be fully understand God's will. Oh, so important. Oh. Now, after we fully understand God's will, what kind of life will we live? Is there any difference about my life? Yes, there will be different. Very much different. Look into chapter 1, verse 10. That we may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increase in the knowledge of God. Look into verse 10. If we fully understand God's will, what kind of benefit we are going to harvest? According to verse 10, how many benefit we are going to harvest? Verse 10. Next one. Ryan Chen. Look in verse 10. How many benefit we are going to harvest if we fully understand God's will? Huh? How many? Huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many? You only give the number. How many? Next one. Jessica. Which one? Not here? Okay, next one. Felicia, how many? Verse 10. How many? How many? Just give me how many benefit we are going to have. Yes. Two? Oh, next one. Ah, you're not open the Bible yet. Okay, how many? Two. Next one. When you get correct answer, then we finish this section. Next one. Four. Yes, so we finish. Four benefit you are going to harvest. Then tomorrow we continue. Let's pray in silence.